language. You speak in my language.
Serious XM, the foxhole.
Entertainment.
Sirius 106 XM 149.
And on the Sirius XM iPhone and BlackBerry application.
Big time movie star, recurring artist,
very funny comedian. Jamie Foxx is on his way out.
Hey, anybody want some of this?
Jamie Foxx is one of the baddest.
Because brother can't never give you your full problem.
I told Jamie he was going to be famous.
Jamie Foxx, you could act.
Jamie Foxx, he's got the voice, he's got the looks, he's got everything. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We like to party. Who likes to party, man?
Make some noise.
Winning dramatic actor.
We've been blessed with the opportunity to have a drama lane.
Comedian with hits on the big and small screen.
It's hard to believe the guy on the screen is the same goofball I see from comic
book. I'm the innovator and the motivator, the originator of this stuff.
And a chart-topping sexy singer.
May I say, baby, you have the voice of an angel.
Winning actor, he's a multi-platinum recording artist,
Grammy-nominated singer, critics, and a comic.
So you're just taking over show business, apparently, huh?
You know, I'm doing my best.
And the Oscar goes to
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
The next president of the United States, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Once again, Jamie Foxx. Comedy legend, Jamie Foxx.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make
that's
you do
a hell of an intro.
Yeah,
it's about 80 degrees baby. In LA right now. I don't know where you at right now. But roll the top down on whatever you're driving right now. I don't give a fuck if it's a Hugo.
Prius. I got a Prius.
Hey, now, who the fuck is this?
What?
Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning. Now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. See who's this paging me and why. It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot. Heard your intricate plot. And niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, chill.
Show Johnny Mac. Go.
Remember, go ahead, Porter.
That's hill, a part. Up in Brownsville that you rolled dice with. Smoked blunts and got nice with.
Yeah, my nigga name up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect.
I didn't say them. They schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when.
When you was clocking minor figures.
Now they heard you blowing up like nitro. Now they want to stick the night.
So, whoa, thank fame for warning me.
Now, warning you a jack, nigga, tell me what you want to do.
Damn, why they want to show the Nike commercial? Damn, why they show my Nike commercial? Damn,
Tiger Woods whooping that ass.
Damn, why they want to show my Nike commercial?
I don't know what you were thinking.
It's Friday, baby. Friday, Fox O' Radio.
What we are in.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah.
Them bitches from Carol's got fat ass. It's Jamie Foxx, Fox on Radio. What's cracking?
Other than the crack of your ass.
Yo, let me tell you something. Tiger Woods is no joke. He is no joke. He is, in spite of what they want to do, they really want to get this guy.
Right.
Yeah. Are you sure? I think
they
want him to
really
win.
Wanted it.
No,
no.
Wanted
no. At first, they really wanted him to really lose, but he came out there smacking.
Motherfucker.
He's something else. And then a little bit of personality sneaked out when he missed that shot. He said, motherfucker, this shit.
Bitches.
Motherfucker.
Where's my bitch?
Yeah. Where the fuck is my bitch? I ordered eggs over my hammy, bitch.
Who just texted me?
Shit.
I'm fucking not playing without my bitches.
But
let me ask you this. Why did they show the fucking commercial?
What are you talking
about?
What's wrong with the commercial, Johnny Man?
This shit is terrible.
What's so wrong about it, Johnny Man? It's Jamie Foxx. Get it out. What are you going to say? Say what you're going to say. It's Jamie Foxx. Go ahead and make the point.
I just think it was bad.
It's Jamie Foxx, Fox Hole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. In the house we got
TDP.
In the house we got,
yo, it's your boy Speedy. Back on the scene.
He's probably going to play the commercial.
You got chlamydia. In the house we got
OG Poetess.
And smoke weed every day.
In the house we got
Louis Dix.
Fish Dix.
And in the house we got Caddy for Tiger Woods.
Wow.
At the Masters. Last name Mac, first name Johnny, middle name motherfucking. When you see him out, say, there goes
Johnny motherfucking Mac.
Can I get some music underneath me? This is what we're going to do for Tiger Woods. Give me some Rocky music, but not
the bum 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 bum.
Not that one. I want it when he was working
out.
I had
a tiger?
No, nigga. when he was working out.
Garth Brooks, what was that?
How do you remember that? Oh, you got a lot of headroom. Just saying, he got a lot of memory space to put all that in.
It was just rolling right off his feet.
For the record, Speedy got another headscarf on.
Hey, me, this
got
young lady
gave Star Child scarf with the
young lady gave me this.
Star Child.
Hey, your skin looks decent today, Speedy.
What the fuck? Gay shit is that?
Gay?
I think he just buzzed your towel.
Wow.
Let him in, Speedy.
Let him in.
Buzzed your towel. That's pretty good.
And he got the pink hat on and everything. Right?
It's not pink. It's just the salmon.
It's called healthy skin, bro. When you drink water.
Why do you sound like that?
Take care of yourself.
Well, no.
I mean, Speedy, when the last time you had anything healthy? I'll sell you order a glass of cholesterol
yesterday. Okay. All right. Come on in.
Let me get my piece out, Bobby, about the fuck with Tiger Woods.
Fuck you, nigga. I've got a joke. Fuck
Tiger
you.
Woods.
I got a joke.
This is with Tiger. Go, Tiger. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Show enough.
Yeah, I think and Paul is.
I didn't really care for it.
Show up. Man, I love shit out you right now.
In the house right now, there's a couple of ladies that are coming in.
With a half an afro.
Who are about to sit down. Who,
just my Converse.
I'm sure back in like 90.
Shouts out to Climax.
That's wrong.
Like by 92, it was hot.
She had a 190 beard.
Slim waist.
Slap me.
She had a contemporary casual clothes on.
Slap me.
So cold, man.
Somebody slap me. I bet back in the 90s. By 92, y'all was a motherfucker, man. I'm telling you. Like straight to the front of the line.
I'll be your freak on
Sunday. Now it's just...
No parking on the dance floor.
Here at the Red Onion.
Give a shout out to the Golden Tail.
Oh, Cavassier. Hey, that was my spot, nigga.
Carolina West.
Carolina West.
Marla's Memory Lane. Yeah.
For those of you know, we're
somebody
actually, we're making jokes. We're just kidding. Very, very wonderful, beautiful ladies who just walked in. I think they're Speedy's gay.
No, my guests are coming through the door.
Open the double door.
Get the crane to let them.
Guard the fish tank.
These are my friends, right?
No, them ain't your friends.
If they were one person, they'd be your friend.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I love that.
Nice gray hat, gray blouze with your back out, and other girl got the Miss Billie Holiday waves in there. Yeah,
she's trying to cover her bosom with her purse, but I've already seen it.
We've already
had sex, so don't even worry about it. In my mind, I'm smoking a Newport right now.
Wow. 877-2106.
Why did you go back to 92 though?
That was my day. You know, I'm putting myself in me.
Who started singing "Meeting in the Ladies' Room"?
TNT.
I'll be back real soon. Somebody slap me. Can we get Climax right now? Pull up Climax right now. Meet in the ladies' room right now. What the fuck happened
to Climax, man?
Nothing. They came.
To Climax.
That's cool.
877-2.
So what do you, what? It's Jamie Foxx, Fox O Radio. I'm having a ball. It's a balmy 79 in Los Angeles. I don't know where y'all are, but right now, I don't know what y'all were doing yesterday, but on my 35th acre, I was out there laying out. You know what I'm saying?
On your
my 35th acre.
What were you laying on?
It's a 40 acre spread.
What were you laying on?
I don't know. Money. I don't know.
Trying to impress my friends.
I don't know. I mean,
why are you trying to impress my friends?
I was laying on a bed of Benjamin. No, I'm a quick front. I'm actually, you know, I'm still, I'm the only millionaire that's still check to check. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the only
millionaire at the end of my game. Man, I got it. Just don't come on the property now. I'm going to get it. Just, how much was it again? Just run in there and grab the box out of the closet right there. I'm going to get it. Don't come in here with the cameras.
Man, you got $35 more.
Man, put the lock off of the thing, man. I'm still not comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
You still using your debit card?
Why? And a swing in the Michigan by social.
Low and outside.
Low and outside. Bombs are really bursting here at Shea Stadium.
bad time for comedy that was.
Okay, let's get into this.
Bill Buckner.
I was absolutely elated that Tiger Woods was back. I thought it was great that he got a warm welcome.
Right.
I didn't know how that was going to go. I was really nervous.
They wasn't going to boo him, John Fox. Not there.
Yeah, really? They were going to boo him at the Masters.
No.
Why not?
Because of the title? You get put out at the Masters.
Really?
Yeah.
But someone did fly an airplane.
And what's that word?
Said something about they spelled Buddhism.
And
wow.
Ellen was flying the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, the other cat.
Now, we haven't seen her. Where's she been? Is she?
I thought she went back home.
She went on back home?
Hanging out with Sandra Bullock's husband.
Oh, wow. Swing and the miss.
That was a good one.
Foul tip.
So, and then better you say God said, that'd have been great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see the commercial that you're talking about, but what exactly happened on the commercial? Poetess?
Well, Tiger is just, he doesn't say anything. He's just standing there, and the camera is focused on his face, of course, with the Nike logo, but it's his father pretty much speaking on.
Sounds like Moses.
What is she saying?
Let my people go.
Can we play the commercial? Do we have the capability to play commercial?
This is what Earl Woods says. Tiger, I am.
You gotta be creepy. Yeah.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. Oh, and did you learn anything?
Did you learn anything?
As Earl Woods speaks,
okay,
the camera
now,
moves.
You need more of a heaven
now,
sound.
Wait a minute. What you said. Now, we're going to actually play the commercial because that you're making me laugh.
That's what he said.
Play it.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was.
Oh, God.
I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
Apparently,
it sounds like a goat. Like he was Tiger. Could you?
Like he was calling from the pearly gates.
Could you turn her over on her side so I could see her better?
Apparently, they got a Mr. Microphone in heaven.
Hey, good luck at me back to pick you up later.
Oh, shit.
Phone check, Earl. Phone check.
Oh, shit. Bud Light joke of the day.
Oh, man.
So this is what it looks like, Fox, with the voice.
Wow. Just fucking creepy, man.
It's a little creepy.
I think it's distasteful.
I don't think it's distasteful. I think it's a year from now. I think that this is a year from now. I think you need to play this commercial maybe a year from now.
His father's still going to be dead.
What did you say?
You paid it during a resurrection, nigga?
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about this man's father who passed away.
I'm just saying, nigga. I guess heaven got a phone booth up in that motherfucker.
Oh, no, Johnny.
I don't know.
It is a little scary.
My first thought was a little seance thing to it.
That's what I'm saying.
A young lady just walked in from this era, which is great.
Stupid, man.
You are wrong.
Think maybe what do you think if one of the Jacksons get in trouble, you think they're gonna play Michael's voice?
Tito,
what?
Johnny Mac, you're slipping. You used to bring young ladies up here that was, you know,
in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Bingo.
So,
yeah, 877-206-106. Call in, let us know what you thought of the commercial. If you haven't seen it, you just heard that.
I think, you know what? I think Nike is just trying to, you know.
Get him back.
Just get him back. You know what I'm saying?
The game alone would get him back. You know, he's doing good in the fucking Masters.
Who cares what you think?
Why would they play that creepy-ass voice, not calling his father voice creepy, but it's the whole...
And then it's out of context.
Yeah, his father didn't ask
Because the thing with me, as I'm listening to it, it just makes me think of all of the ass whacking he been doing. it's like he's asking that. Like, what did you learn? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not to give out my real number.
I don't like the call, bitches.
Well, it's probably foreplay now.
Well, I'll tell you to you this way. If Tiger Woods wins this Masters, he could do what he wants to do. He can have girls from Denny's and Carol's strategically placed right in the fucking sand traps.
A gang of Hooters. He was already doing what
Hooters
he wanted to.
Hooters and all of that kind of shit.
His father wouldn't ask that.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
His daddy. That's
his meal ticket.
Daddy didn't.
Well, they did say this.
Please,
the first time.
Watch your tone.
That's his meal ticket.
No, his father wouldn't.
That's it.
No, your father straightens you out.
Your father ain't going to chastise that man. That
he
man
will.
Makes $127 million.
No, he will. No,
he ain't going to chastise
him. Your father don't care
him.
How much money you make.
Hold on. I
man,
think
please.
I have something for you. conversations with a nigger.
Thank you.
I'm now, just Johnny saying, Mac, what are you saying?
I'm saying that his father wouldn't chastise him because he's making $125 million a year for endorsements and playing golf. That's his fucking meal ticket. If his father get up and tie his ass, it's going to, nigga, he may do him like Kobe did his father. Nigga, anything can happen.
John, that's most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
I don't
wait
know
a minute.
That his
I think
father
we're missing
would...
this. Stop a second.
The fuck.
Conversation.
Oh, my bad.
This with a nigga.
Stupid as motherfucker.
Don't you understand whenever you're talking to Johnny Mac, he goes into this little area where he just
I'm
completely like the, a little bit of the chain that was on his ankle from slavery just you know
Speedy,
get,
if your son
hung
make,
on
I will
get
if your
his
son
ass,
making 130 mil
doesn't matter Johnny's still my son
yes.
That money
you'll
don't
chastise him
yes I would
you'll straighten yes, him out
John.
I don't know that his dad would chastise him because
the question is
no
is chastise
well, he would get up in his ass.
I don't.
Okay, rebuke but, him. I don't.
Okay, no disrespect to cuss the late Mr. Woods, but didn't they say you know he had women too?
Bam!
But he wasn't fucking them like
bringing it out. But wait, like father, like son. Bring it out.
No.
Here's the thing. Here's my thinking is this.
Bring
this
it out,
is this
boy.
Man's father. What he's saying,
I'm
I think the strategic
how uneducated we are right now.
Pretty much.
I think strategically what it did was,
shit, I'm
I
just
think
thinking
it,
the level of our education right
you,
now.
You think
is
his
horrible.
Father didn't know
okay,
that he had bitches?
We're gonna take a break and come back and check and make sure that Johnny Mac's name is spelled correctly on the GED. We'll be right back. Foxhole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. What the fuck?
Area code. Area code. Oh, 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 in different area codes. Area codes.
Now you thought I was just 770 and 404? I'm worldwide, bitch. Act like y'all know it's the abominable hoe man. Globe Trot International Postman. Neighbor Dick Dope Man. 718-202s. I send small cities and states. IOUs. 901. Matter of fact, 305. I'll jump off the G4. We can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on. Till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312-313. 215-803. I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump one. These hoes is self-serve. 757-410s. My cell phone just overload.
I got hoes. I got hoes. In different area codes. Area codes. Hoes. 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 In different area codes. Area codes.
Now every day is a holiday. So stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Skeet you the whole today. 504-972-713. What you gon' do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a hoe tonight. With perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok and Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Stay nice. I'm the thriller in Manila. Slong in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this dick like a new jack.
Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
Ooh. Is it cause they like my handsome face?
Handsome face.
Is it cause they like my gangster way?
Gangster way.
Ooh. Whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be.
Hey, what's up? It's Corey Holcomb. The next Corey Holcomb 5150 show. Open relationships. Are they the same for men as they are for women? I can't handle bro who run the street.
Of course you can't. Men can't. That's they just it's their way or the highway.
That's
come
right.
On now.
Man, you can't run the streets and come home to me. And we will also have my man Zoe Williams, the voice of reason, chime in with his cake-ass version of how he feels about it. Darlene, I know you done broke up some relationships.
No, not that I know of. I hope I didn't.
Well, you can't plead ignorance. That doesn't work in the court of law.
I'm not. I'm telling you. I'm blind.
It wasn't my fault he was looking at me with the baby oil.
The Corey Holcomb Show, every Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific.
Spring, it's here.
And so is Jazz Appreciation Month on Sirius XM.
Throughout April, we'll present some very exclusive specials featuring jazz icons.
This week, hear from legends like Wynton Marsalis, a tribute to the great Herbie Hancock, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra performs the music of Thelonious Monk. dedicated to the celebration of jazz.
With unique specials on real jazz, Sirius 72.
And watercolors, Sirius XM 71.
We appreciate jazz and hope you do too.
Tiger?
In a world where stupidity is applauded, only one man stood. He was fair skin. He had locks. He was from Richmond. He was a nigger.
Yo, in California, why the fuck is taxes so motherfucking high? They said it's to help that you pay these taxes for your fucking car. We go buy your tags at a DMV, and it says it's supposed to help build the streets. Right. I live in the fucking valley. They ain't built a filled up a pothole in this motherfucker in the last 15 fucking years.
Conversations with a nigger.
So why is we in as America? Why we gotta pay so much motherfucking taxes? Niggas are still paying taxes on the Brooklyn Bridge. Hilarious. I crossed the Brooklyn Bridge. Why am I still building this motherfucker?
Conversations with a nigger.
And another thing, who gets the taxes? Who says how much I should pay for my motherfucking taxes? What if I ain't got a job? You ever think I might need my motherfucking taxes back? Then at the beginning of the year, end of the year, I gotta come right back and pay fucking taxes because they say I didn't pay enough motherfucking taxes.
Once again, conversations with a nigger.
And why don't taxes include my motherfucking child support? Do I get a break on that? I don't never get a break. The constituents of a fucking city are that. We don't never get no motherfucking break. I'm tired of paying motherfucking taxes.
Conversations with a nigger.
They want to raise the taxes. Mm. They want to put more money on the taxes. Mm. They say our taxes go to the fucking lottery system. They say we got to, they keep talking about taxes. Mm. How about I start taxing your motherfucking taxes? Mm.
Conversations with a nigger, sponsored by Grease and a Coffee Can on the Foxhole.
Johnny Mac, that's what's amazing, that you're actually dead serious and you actually think it makes sense.
It does.
Stupid motherfucker.
Ignorant Films presents.
Dumbass.
I don't understand. It's Jamie Foxx, Fox on Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. We got Louis Dix in the building with the salmon croquet hat.
See? According
from the 80s Soul Train show.
Nigga, this nigga Frankie Beverly's like, where is my motherfucking
salmon?
Where's my Tahiti hat?
My chartreuse. I had a chartreuse.
According to a recent study, 74% of men said they would have an extramarital affair if they couldn't get caught. Are you one of them? Would you have a sexual relations outside of your marriage if you could keep it a secret? Well, hey, now you can. At AshleyMadison.com. AshleyMadison.com is a dating service specifically for married men and women looking to have a secret affair. Oh, I'm sorry, you can be single too, am I right, Speedy?
Yes, you can.
Keep this between me and you, bitch.
Why is Ashley Madison the
song.
Best place to have an affair? You, bitch. Because you'll meet married women who have just as
bitch,
much reason.
Bitch, keep this between me and you. Bless or not, slap the hell out of you.
And you can keep your affair a secret.
With bitch!
You know, there's over 5 million
keep this between me and you.
Members. Can you believe Ashley Madison?
I got your driver's license.
Is the fastest growing dating service
I know
in America.
Where your mama lives.
It's 100%
bitch.
Secure, completely anonymous,
keep
and free.
This between me
free
and
to
you.
Join. If you're looking for sex,
bitch.
That you're not getting it at
oh,
home.
Oh, girl.
Don't sleep with a single woman who
keep
could potentially exploit you.
You.
Instead, date a married woman who has just as much
That's
reason
Erica
to keep
Badu
it a do. Secret as you
keep
do.
Keep this between me and you.
She'll do it naked, though.
How would Monique do it? How would Monique do it?
I'm going to tell you right now, nigga, you keep this between me and you. Because if I catch you out telling my business, bitch, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not fucking around because I'm running out of air.
How would Terrence Howard do it?
Same, man. I'm just fucking with you, man. Just keep this between me and you, man. Understand, man.
How would Morgan Freeman do it?
I'll tell you what, now I keep it between me and you. Miss Days, I took a can of your spam, man.
Nigga!
So Samuel Jackson.
Keep it between me and you, motherfucker.
So keep in mind, you and your wife, you don't have to be like Garcelle and go through what she's going through.
Garcelle,
you and your husband should have went on AshleyMadison.com, and then you wouldn't have to be sending a memo to the office.
What? Yeah.
He would have got the memo in the mail, Garcelle.
Keep this between Garcelle. Me and you,
email. Let me tell you, Garcelle, I saw you at the movies once with him, and I should have tapped you then that it wasn't going to work.
Wow.
But I didn't. I tried to tell Lance and Eva it wasn't going to work.
Oh,
when are you people going to listen to me?
I remember that when we were
young. That's right.
And your wife told you it wasn't going to work.
And that's how I know I have an innate feeling when it's not going to work.
You cursed them.
You cursed?
I don't care.
I saw what happened. We got the video too. What happened was is that he took a little bit of his mustache shavings.
Hysterical.
And he did.
From the 80s.
He did a little bit of his mustache shavings.
A little magic trick mixed it up.
No, he did mill ma- and he did some sort of voodoo trick. Put it in sort of a eggnog. And then motherfuckers drink it. And the next thing you know, they broke up.
And an eggnog.
877-2-106-106 is the number to call.
Let me get this clear. Let me speak on this. Now, what exactly? I don't know what's going on because I've been out. It's been beautiful today beautiful yesterday. So I've been out, you know, sunbathing, you know what I'm saying?
Impossible.
Having a good time.
They're going to start taxing sunbathing. So
Be careful. What happened with this Garcelle Beauvais thing? That's a friend of mine.
Apparently, Garcelle, who is married to CAA agent Mike Nylon. She sent a memo to all of his coworkers at the agency.
She did?
She did. And according to New York's Post Page Six, the TV star sent out an email with the subject line that read, Tiger Woods, Jesse James, and Mike Nylon.
Wow.
To her, she sent that out to her hubby's colleagues. And what do they have in common? I found out today that my husband of almost 9 years has been having an affair for 5 years with some slut in Chicago.
Wow.
I am devastated.
Why she gotta be all that?
I just said, why she called out her husband?
Why got to be all that? I mean, why I got to be a slut, though? I mean, why does it have to be all that?
He seek my pictures and call
so
me.
Understand what I'm saying? He texts me nicely. he texts me nicely. I mean, why I gotta be all that? I mean, he,
trying to come up.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we have nice hotel rooms.
Hysterical.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, I got to be a slut.
So are you saying he went to another black chick? Because he's a white dude.
No, he just recast with another white girl.
I don't know who he cheated with, but she's some slut in Chicago, according to Garcelle.
Let's assume.
Yeah, white girl.
She says, I am devastated.
White girl
and I have
mad. All these black bitches keep taking all our white men.
Bring back's favorite.
She says she is devastated and I have been duped. Our boys don't deserve this.
And she's right about that. But here's the thing.
What? Oh, wait a minute, Louis. Let's listen to Louis Dix. Let's listen to the bitterness.
Let the bitterness speak. No, here's the thing. She's absolutely right. The boys don't deserve that, talking about her two children. But, Garcelle, when you walked into this, you knew what you were getting. See, that's what confused me. You women marry these white boys or these gentlemen who are high up.
No, white boy.
When you sit at the ancestor's table,
Oh my God! We can't sit at the ancestor's table.
Your people tried to tell you that, all right? This guy was of some other land. I don't even know if he was American. Because I don't know what Nylon is. Go back to his history. But I tried to, I was
you
next to
you. Don't have
to
an
you.
Agent, do you?
No, I don't have an agent. But here, look, this guy's on my side anyway. I'm sure he could sign me right away. What he's going through, trust me. I'd get Nylon the call right now. Hey, homie, put me in. I got this series, a TV series I'm pitching. A white guy marries a black girl that's almost successful, then her career dies, and she tries to divorce you and get the money. Hey, man, let me start.
Wow,
that's hysterical.
Well, I'm not going to sit. Wait a minute. Now, hold on a fucking minute.
Wait a minute.
Let me address this shit. You wait a motherfucking minute, Louis Dix.
But see,
that is a dear friend of mine, and I'm not gonna sit here and let you and let you talk smack about Garcelle Beauvais like that. Period.
Well, she should stay. Vanessa Bell Calloway was smart. She stayed in the African American lane for her film work. And some of these girls try to drop off and be the white actress in that mix. No, there's a long line there. Stay who you are.
He's fucking them
all. Okay, Aisha Taylor had to go through it. Let's name them.
Who the fuck is that? Aisha Taylor
had to go through it. And Garrett went through it. The other girl who had to talk to
Garrett Morris?
No, Garrett. Sierra Garrett. I forgot her name. Whoopi Goldberg was the only one that stayed who she was. And then they kept
hiring her. Have you seen Whoopi?
I don't care. Snoop Doggy Dogg is in mainstream because he's who he is. Sell what you sell, all right? Jamie sells hairline and teeth. That's what he sells. All right? He's a great actor. But Jamie sells hairline and teeth, right?
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about my hairline and my teeth like that. Now, goddamn, Will Smith will not take this shit. Chris Tucker won't take this shit. Now, I'm not going to sit here and let y'all talk about my motherfucking teeth no more.
When he played Blondini, there was no makeup. That was no makeup. when he played Bundini. That was straight hairline and teeth grew. The director said, let your teeth grow and your hair go. We go, Jamie.
The nigga cut his top lip off. I don't know what's going
You know,
you're right, Garcelle. The babies don't deserve that.
Don't
now.
But why do you have to bring the kids in? He cheated on his wife. The kids ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, that's what women do to make try to make you feel bad.
And is this going to be harmful?
Hot.
The kids are mad at you.
Look at Marcus King shaking his head.
Wait a minute. The first thing they go
is the five. That's a cold shot.
The five.
The first thing they go is the bumpy. Yeah, that's what
that's a cold shot.
Oh, yeah. I can attest to that. The kids get mad at me. My kids are still mad at me.
Holy shit.
Because normally they go, the kids have been asking for you, and I told them you was with some whore.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's how
that
goes.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you come home, they be like, where's the whore?
Do you see daddy's bitch on TV?
Oh, this new bitch.
Oh, holy shit.
What do women do?
Hey, women play tough. Yeah, women play hard,
now,
man.
Now, my thing is...
Why did she send a memo to the fucking...
I was going
to
say, is that going to hurt her career because... No.
She thought she was going to embarrass him. Oh, them is his friends. They probably like, we know the bitch he fucking. I hooked her up with
him. Hey, I heard your nigger wench is mad at you.
I bet you won't get her.
You can't control your wenches.
Jamie, you are wrong.
You can't control your harlots.
Hey, didn't we give her a little TV series? What she want? Now she actually wants a real marriage?
Ah, she actually wants to come in the front door now.
Don't let her drink from there.
Do you think this would be harmful?
Do
you think this would be harmful to her career because her husband isn't a talent agent?
No, it won't. Listen.
No.
Listen. First of all, we kid here at the Foxhole, and we kid everybody. But the thing is that I don't think it's going to hurt her career at all. I think everybody understands that when a woman is scorned,
they're going for it.
And now
speaking of white agents.
Then my Jewish agent Steve Smook is in the building.
What up, Smook Alicious?
Who you dating there, Smook?
Smook is like, yeah, I'll fire all of you. Yeah, I'll buy a bushel of them. Put them in the car.
Get to work.
But here's my
question. Smook, can you weigh in on this? You can't weigh in on this, man.
About the Garcelle thing?
About Garcelle sending you an email.
You know
Mike
you got the email.
Nylon has been, Mike Nylon has
been... He's been, tampering with
he's
the Putain.
No comment.
No comment.
Oh, my God.
Come
okay,
on.
Let's say
white folks stick together, don't they?
Let's say this.
Tell me, was Steve hitting Garcelle?
Let me ask you this, Steve. If a scenario... Do you think it hurts her career? That's the question. That's all. Yes or no?
Just can't comment on Brother Nylon, then. He's a good man.
Brother Nylon.
Brother
Noomsi.
Sweet Brother Noomsi.
If you could see the color of red of Steve Smook right now, is there a such thing as pomegranate red? Well, you know what?
California Angels.
All I can say is this, is that, turn my mic up a little bit. All I can say is that it seems like there's an epidemic
of cheating.
But I want you to pull up Eddie Murphy. Can we put up Eddie Murphy?
Uh-huh.
The one with him and Johnny Gill?
Eddie Murphy's girl wronged him. And I'm on Eddie Murphy's side. Eddie Murphy provided a great life for that young lady.
No, can we bring up the Eddie Murphy bit?
Oh, I'm sorry, dog. I thought you meant
No.
The Eddie Murphy bit where it says, all men cheat.
Oh, okay.
All men cheat.
Hey.
Whether they pick him up on the street.
All men cheat.
No, you can say what you want. Eddie Murphy's a very talented man, and I think his girl wronged him, and he had laid down a great foundation for her, and then she went with that sucker Michael Strahan, little punk.
Michael Strahan will whoop your ass.
No, Michael Strahan gonna whip. No, he's doing $5.
There he is,
$5.
Right there.
He's suspect. Michael's suspect. Anybody that marries a stripper, he's suspect.
We got it right. Oh,
his first wife was a stripper.
Yeah, he dropped
going
out
hard
two
right
and
here.
Took his money.
So I just want to say this.
The views of the Fox are not represented by Louis Dix or Johnny Mac.
Hey, I'm agreeing with you.
It has nothing to do with this. So when I see Michael Strahan out, everything is all
Here's my take on it. I'm
not scared of Michael
Strahan. I just don't think she should have emailed everybody at CAA.
But
that's what women do. She could have got this motherfucker fired. I just thought she was out of line for, you know, emailing everybody. I just think they run their business.
Women like to think they're pulling the sheet off and go, see, you ain't shit. I want to show all your friends.
She went in the Klan?
But she was just wrong. If she was worried about her children, like she said, she should have just went to a mediator, and she should have just been quiet. handled it. Talk to him. Once you got the guy's mother's
I need to have a woman come speak on this, because it's very male. It's very testosterone. It's a lot of balls going, because you got
a woman that cheated.
So what is Portis here?
Well, mine. Call mine up.
Well, Portis is a real G. I mean, Portis have had sex plenty of times.
Oh my God.
Would you like to weigh in on that?
A married woman over there. Fox, there's a married woman right behind you. Right there. Lana.
She just got divorced too.
Who's married?
I mean, do you guys think that marriage expectations, the whole traditional marriage is non-existent today?
I think if you look at the percentages of marriage, and they say the marriage breakup, it's about, what, 80% now?
God, just about.
And I think what it is that it's a different day and age of what our parents were used to. It's like women now are more independent.
Right.
They don't necessarily feel like they need a man to lean on anymore. Most men, and I'll just be honest with this, we're weak when it comes to an independent woman. We always say we want an independent woman. We want a woman to do her own thing. But in actuality,
we're full of shit.
we're full of shit when it comes to that. Because when
you
a woman,
tell
them. Here's the thing. When you actually text your girl and she don't text you right back,
it's a problem.
It's a fucking problem. Right. And then you'll start texting like, did you get it?
No response.
Then you text, you say, you there? Then you hit them with a, I'm worried about you.
Just call me if you're okay.
Just call me. Let me know you're okay. And then they don't hit you back to the next day because maybe they were business. You lose your fucking mind. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, guys, we do things like this. We don't want the woman. We want to capture that woman.
What's wrong with
When it comes to Halle Berry, when it comes to Stacey Dash, when it comes to Garcelle, when it comes to these high-profile, good-looking girls, it's a thing.
Jill Scott.
Yeah, Speedy loves Jill Scott. Jill Scott is beautiful.
I'm gonna find.
I love Jill Scott. But it comes to like I'll never forget this one guy walked up to me. This dude, he used to look like Denzel. He lived in L.A. I don't know where he is now, but
he's in Washington.
But but he walked up to me and said, "Yo, you see the girl I'm with?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah." That used to be somebody else's girlfriend or something. He named the celebrity that she used to go out with. I'm like, "Well, what does that mean?" So it's a lot of times it's capture mode. Yeah. And then once you get them, it's not really what you want, because a lot of times guys really want some girl to just be quiet, cook them a sandwich and
take it.
And take it.
Yeah.
You know what, what do you mean by take it?
Take this. Whatever it is I'm giving out.
I'm pushing in you. Just take it.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where we need to be up. Shit. We need to be honest about what it really is. It's like, you look at the situation between Garcelle and Mike Nylund, or Garcelle and any of these women who are high profile. You look at Martha Stewart. You look at
Martha Stewart.
I'm talking about people that have their own thing.
You
understand what I'm saying?
The wrestler.
You don't understand what I'm saying, right? Again, another joke. Once you guys listen back to this, you'll say, "Damn, maybe I do need to get fired." But the thing is
shout
that
out to Claudia.
I think that's what.
And go ahead, Fox.
First of all, Claudia is not fired.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Claudia's been doing a movie, and she's on her way back, and she'll be back probably next week. So shout out to you, Claudia.
We love you. Do you take this person to be your lawful husband to love in church? I don't. I do. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Right here. Amen.
What you trying to say? Divorce court?
Well, did you guys hear about Beverly Johnson?
No,
she did just the opposite. Well, her ex is accusing her of hiring a gunman to make him sign some separation papers.
Sign this fuck! I don't want her. I love her.
It's
so
be
he's suing her for duress, and, you know, so she wanted to get rid of him, so she hired somebody with a gun. Allegedly.
That's what he said.
She set that up. She's trying to get her career back on track.
You think so?
She's trying to get her
We have a lady right here who would like to come and talk about.
Please do.
Please come on.
But he's looking at the dude in the red hat. Oh,
Just grab a mic.
Go on, girl. You got mom's deodorant on. Come on, do your thing.
So do you guys think marriage should be a contract and have a clause that after 5 years you can renew it or just go your separate ways?
I believe it's getting to the point of where, and it's sad that it's getting that way because, you know, this country is built on that. It's built on
marriage.
It's built on family. But at a certain point, we have to start being honest with ourselves to try to see if this can really work. I mean, for for most guys, when guys do fall in love, we're probably the worst people in the world when we do fall in love. It's terrible because if you say, oh, Speedy's so funny like what? What the fuck is Speedy funny like? Like you want to suck Speedy's funny dick? How about I go get my funny gun and put the funny bullets in it and shoot him in your funny ass and shoot Speedy in his fucking head? Because that's how we are. When I'm in love with you, I'm mad as fuck all the time. Have you ever did it? Have you ever asked your girl that you're in love with and she described who she really loves and it don't look nothing like you?
Yeah.
Like, who do you like? Oh, somebody that's 6'7", dark skin, athletic. Bitch, that ain't me.
5'4",
I'm 5'4" with these big ass what the fuck? And then you actually see that guy, the guy that she described, you see
him
out.
Right.
And he don't even know what's going on. You just automatically mad at, look at this nigga right here.
You all in the gym and paying too much for the membership.
Ends up moving in your
house. It's Jamie Foxx, Fox Hill Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106, Johnny Mac.
I just got one question.
Ain't this a bitch?
We got a phone call from Florida. It's Doctor. What up, Doc?
All right. What's going on, Fox Hill?
What's going on, Perry?
How you doing there, Doc?
All right. Yeah. Let me give a shout out to Louis Big. No homo, though. Okay, the other day, Jamie, when I was chilling on the third acre of my 3 acres. Sipping on the Bud Light.
There you go. I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I was thinking about when you was in the movie, what was that movie called? Breaking All the Rules with Gabby and Sidney. And, based on that, infidelity and everything. Well, y'all say they're the same person, right?
Go ahead and roll with it, brother.
Just like you did when you wrote that manual. I figured, when everybody get caught and is out in the public, you should just go and put everything out there, and let us know what you did before you got caught and what you do down the road so you won't get caught the next time. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, that's great, brother. Thank you for calling. Thank you for supporting the Foxhole, baby. We love you. As from Doc, we need more callers to call in about this. This is a real issue. Maybe we could save this show today. We got a real issue. The real issue is, do you believe marriage is worth it? Do you believe it's worth the pain, worth the heartache? Or are we missing it? Has society got it wrong and we need to get back
Here's a question, Fox.
To that. Go ahead.
Are you going
to
get married?
I'm never getting married, brother.
Why? I believe in it.
Why not?
Because I would rather be honest with you and say that I don't want to be married than to get married out of guilt or get married out of convenience or get married because this is what you're supposed to do. And then you end up with a situation like not even that. Just you end up hurting that person that you really do love. Mm-hmm. So why not just be honest? And it's hard to just be honest sometimes. But I think if you take honesty over what you think you should do, then I think it works well in the end, right?
Yo, we got another we got another phone call, Speedy. We got Howard from Illinois.
Mark Howard?
What up, Howard?
Hey, what's going on, Pato?
What's up? Man?
Hey, on that same subject, though, here's the thing. My opinion on that is marriage worth it? Or marriage is hard. If you talk to anybody that's been married, for a year or 30 years. Marriage is just a hard thing to do. And I think that when you have people that encounter strife, and if that person has options, that makes it even harder. Digressing to the whole Tiger Woods thing, Tiger just taught us what not to do. Especially if you were a high profile brother or sister like Jamie or Tiger, that whole thing with the media putting their spin on it, he showed us exactly what not to do. Because right now, image-wise, he's being pimped. This whole Nike ad, he's being pimped. Nike stuck by him, and, they still backed him. But I still don't like the way that this whole new ad is coming down. I just think that he's being pimped, and he just taught us what not to do. But marriage on the whole is tough, and if you got options and you have some strife, it's even harder.
Thank you for the phone call,
man. I think it's worth it, though. I think marriage, if you find a good person that's willing to put the work in with
Lewis,
you.
Lewis, look what you went through.
It's okay, but you know what? I got two beautiful children who are going to go on and know that you can start that way. Okay? Long as you end up, you might not end up the way everybody ends up, but it was a process that we all went through, and we're better for it, unfortunately.
I don't think Tiger's being pimped. We got another phone call from Ohio. We got Gene. What up, Gene?
Gene, are you there? Gene.
Jamie.
Hey.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
We're actually on the radio. This is not my actual cell phone. Get into it.
How you doing, Jamie?
Good, brother. Weigh in.
I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
Howard Stern says, fuck you.
All right. You're probably giving them fellatio right now. But you know what? The thing is that, you know, we were going to leave the Howard Stern thing.
About the miners that
were. Oh,
yeah. When the miners were killed and everything like that. So I hope that, your karma account as well, because you were really messing with some, like, different forces
right,
with that because people actually passed away. And we're
right.
going to actually tell you what we're going to actually tell you what happened. One of Howard Stern's homosexual love relationship guys called in to Fox and tried to play like he was actually one of the
engineers on the minor side
of the minor side, just so they could poke a joke at Fox Hole Radio. It's inappropriate. If you want to get at us, Howard Stern, be a man and stop being a pussy. And come get
without
right here
the
on the Fox Hole Radio,
yeah.
And let me scalp that ass for you, all right? So, and not only that, though, but you ain't hot no more, dog. It's over. I didn't even know you were on the mornings. I don't even know where you, I don't even know what's this call sign? I don't even.
Out of touch.
Yeah, I'm saying, and so we already got that, dog. We moved on, you know what I'm saying? Somebody find some Jay-Z for me right now, man.
On to the next right now.
It's hip-hop right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't rock and roll right now. We not sitting nowhere listening to Def Leppard right now, letting our hair grow out. Understand what I'm saying, Howard Stern?
Perming our bangs.
Yeah, we not perming our bangs right now. So no matter what you do, man, you know what I'm saying? We out. As a matter of fact, no. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break right now. Come back on Foxhole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. We ain't going nowhere. Drop that song on him, man.
Yeah.
I was done. Be
niggas like how come? Niggas want my old shit, buy my old album. Niggas stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Niggas make the same shit, me I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that next shit. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a grown-up. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my cojones. I move on with the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search of perfection. Gotta keep it fresh, even when we sexin'. Or don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. I double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next one. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
Fuck the throwback jersey, cause we on to the next one. And fuck that auto-tune, cause we on. And niggas don't be mad, cause it's all about progression. Lord of us should be arrested. I used to drink Cristal, them fuckers racist. So I switched gold bottles on to that spaceship. You gon' have another drink or you just gon' babysit. On to the next one, somebody call a waitress. Baby, I'm a boss, I don't know what they do. I don't get drops, I drop the label. World can't hold me, too much ambition. Always knew it'd be like this when I was in the kitchen. Niggas in the same spot, me I'm dodging raindrops. Meaning I'm on vacay, chilling on the big yacht. Yeah, I got on flip-flops, white Louis Vuitton shoes. Y'all should grow the fuck up, come here, let me coach you. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Let's double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next one.
Hold up.
motherfucking house down. Bought the car, tore the motherfucking roof off. Ride clean, I don't never take the shoes off. Bought the Jeep, tore the motherfucking doors off. Foot out that bitch, ride the shit like a skateboard. Navigation on, trying to find my next thrill. Feeling myself, I don't even need an X-pill. Can't chill, but my neck will. Haters really gonna be mad off my next deal. I don't know why they worry about my pockets. Meanwhile, I had over chilling in the projects. Had out in Vesta, chilling on the steps, drinking quarter waters, I gotta be the best. MJ a summer jam, Obama on the text. Y'all should be afraid of what I'm gonna do next. Hold up. Somebody bring me back some money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one.
Tiger shot his personal best in the opening round of the Masters.
Woods with an improbable birdie at 9.
He's on the leaderboard along with Fred Couples and Tom Watson.
A spectacular opening round.
If you are in your car or office and can't be near your TV, do not miss a single stroke of the Masters.
The crowd goes into a crescendo!
Tune in to Sirius 209 for full coverage of the year's first major championship.
Perfect.
All part of Masters Week. Sirius 209.
Let's just go play.
Hear it all free as part of the Best of XM Preview. Not available in Canada and on certain Sirius radios.
Yo, we back.
Yo, we back.
Yo, it's Jamie Foxx, Fox on radio. We got something about Bud Light, I think.
Yes, because we are having a good time. Bud Light with superior drinkability.
Yes.
That's just the right taste, not too heavy, not too light.
Yes.
And unique ability to elevate good times like we're having here today on the Foxhole. Bud Light is fun, social, and the perfect beer for bringing people together. Like Jamie and Howard Stern.
Yes! and still, Howard Stern is a very dear friend of mine.
Yeah. According to him, but
no,
go ahead.
And I just really think, you know, I hope he gets back hot. I mean, he's trying a lot of things. I mean, and I hope that because I want to root for him.
Right.
But I think he has to listen to some hip hop. He has to get out of the
80s. And send him a case of Bud Light.
And you know what? Let's all send Howard Stern
a case of Bud Light. That's just right taste.
First class.
I need help with that.
I'm going to take it out of mine. Send him a six pack. I ain't have a whole case.
Let's just be nice. We're on the same.
Right. That's right.
We're on the same radio.
I'm going to drink out of mine. Oh, that's cold. Can't let my
Well, it's the sure sign of a good time.
What we were talking about, however. Bud Light is absolutely, I think that's what needs to happen.
Right.
When people start going through the relationship problems, crack open a Bud Light, and Bud Light brings people together.
That's right. It's perfect.
Crack open a Bud
Light. Just the right taste, Bud Light. Here we go.
Not a condom. Now, here's a lady who's talking about marriage, and she made a very interesting point. What did you say?
I said, nowadays, there's no union between the man, the woman, and the Lord. There's
Who?
No
Who?
God.
Oh, oh yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord.
Could you place?
You still got church on Sunday.
Hallelujah this evening. Speak on it. Hallelujah this evening.
And so without that, there's no way that they can stay together without the Lord. It's a three process. It's three people. It's the Lord, man, and the woman. And so if he's not in it, they're not going to last.
So are you married?
No, I'm not.
How the hell do
you don't know the Lord?
I believe in marriage. That's why I have not been married.
How the hell
married.
You going to tell us? I thought you was mad. Girl, if
no.
you don't get your ass.
Your sinning ass.
Your sinning ass. No, no, seriously. So you think
I
God
believe
has,
in marriage. That's why I have not been married. Because I'm 41.
Well, what are you waiting on?
I have three kids.
41.
Oh, three
kids.
You got three kids?
Yep.
And you ain't never been married?
Nope.
Oh, you sinful.
Don't even let me start.
But just what Jamie was saying. Why get into something if you're not going to stay in it? Unless you're not committed.
Well, apparently somebody's staying in it.
But you have by the same father?
Three babies, two baby daddies.
My oldest
is 21, and my next two are 7 and 4.
My oldest is 21.
And I just want to let y'all know, none of them kids
I
is
got
mine.
A 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Don't know his daddy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well,
talking about Jesus, but I don't know Jesus myself. Talking about marriage, but I've never been married myself.
Come on now.
Three children, all different daddies. I don't really know shit about nothing. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to open the doors of the church.
We're going to open the doors like we open your legs.
So how many, listen, how many fathers are there?
Two.
Not me. That's too many.
Why didn't you get married?
Because she didn't want to.
Because she was on to the next one.
And at that time, I didn't know the Lord. So,
okay.
So I was doing my thing. So and I have my own business.
Jesus. So you found Jesus in the maternity ward. Okay, I respect that.
I've always known him, but I didn't have a relationship with God.
But you have a relationship with everybody else.
Holy.
That's not true.
This may not be true.
Somebody
bring me back
the money,
man.
With one person.
Wait a minute.
Shouts out the hotel keys.
Hold on, wait a
minute. Somebody bring me back a condom, man.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Move on to the next one.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to let you jump on the game.
Nah, yeah, she's the
game. Now go.
You are attractive.
Hold on, wait a minute. Now you found the Lord.
Yes.
And when did you find Jesus?
Because
Jesus has never been lost.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe
I've
you
been
found yourself.
In a serious walk for about 2 years now.
That's it? He don't even know your last name yet.
Hold on. We're not. Come on. Just hold on. Let the lady speak. Come on, Noel.
I get mad at him. Bunk.
Now, you see my look at
you him. You found Jesus in 2 years. And so how has your life changed? No more
immensely
drinking.
I drink, but I don't party like I did.
So you did cocaine?
Uh-huh. Wow. Years ago.
And so no
Everybody's
more
got a past.
Oh, okay. Don't judge me. I'm trying to be on your side.
He told me to be quiet.
Don't worry about me doing coke. Cocaine, unprotected sex.
I've got babies. No, I'm not. I was never promiscuous like that.
Then how did you get the baby?
I was in relationships.
Oh,
okay. So did you always use a condom when you were having sex?
No.
I mean, even when you had your miscellaneous relationships?
I didn't have miscellaneous relationships.
You
like
never
that.
Had a one night stand?
Get the fuck. Oh, I'm sorry.
Talk what you want.
Speedy.
Yeah, don't put a curse on it. Put it. Now, when you found Jesus, how did it happen?
I've always known he was there. Right. I just didn't have a relationship with him and seek him out.
I mean,
as
how did
we're
it
ha-
I mean, was it a Sunday? Was it a what happened? Did you go down? Right. Did you give your life?
She went down.
Hardships, right? Going through drama and needed a change. You wanted a change. Got on my knees and prayed.
Yeah. Every time the guy left.
Go to church.
Mm-hmm. Go to church Sundays. Tuesdays. Have Bible study at my house on Thursdays.
Oh, that's great.
What? Y'all want something to drink? Got some Bud Light.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you found God and now. Do you plan on getting married?
Actually, yes.
Mm. When are you getting married?
Supposedly July 28th.
Why do you say supposedly?
Times are tough.
Is the church open?
So I might have to put it off a year.
So wait a minute, you're with a guy who can't afford to take care of you?
Money isn't everything. I own my own business.
I don't care, but still. See, this whole love stuff, you found out twice. No, first of all, he needs to be prepared to take care of you.
I understand
that. Why would you enter a relationship with someone?
Just because a man doesn't
have
money.
Now, don't make excuses for him now.
Doesn't mean he can't take care of you.
Oh, come on.
Okay, it's not always about money.
You have children. How old are your children?
20
and what else? And
7 and 4.
Okay, you got a 7 and 4 year old, and you're
don't
bringing another male into your life who can't take care of them.
You don't know my
life. That's crazy. That's
you
crazy.
You don't know my life.
Watch
I can
tone,
take care of my kids. I've been taking care of my children ever since I've had them, and I can do that.
Okay,
that's
but
right. I don't need him to take care.
But
of
what
my
I'm
children.
Saying, but you're bringing in another mouth to feed. To heat the
okay. He can take care of himself.
But what I'm saying is, but with the stress, I'm saying those kids don't need that. What they need is you at home taking care of them. Let that man go. You owe those kids 10 more years of your life, and because you messed up twice already.
You don't know that. I don't know anything about
with them.
Me.
I'm just saying, let's think about the kids, okay? Those kids don't need to come home dealing with somebody who they don't know, okay, a different father, just so you can be
their
into
father
them.
Is in their life.
Well, then fine. Then that's who they should deal with. Not they guys.
Like that. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just
about.
Telling you.
You
I'm just.
Down.
I can guarantee you.
You don't need
you, lady,
to tell me
you're putting
anything.
Extra
does somebody
stress
got
on
a Scooby snack I can give
here.
Lewis? Anybody got a Scooby snack
here.
I can feed to Lewis?
Could we get a sedative?
Everybody can tell
me what
you want.
Yo, hey, go in my bag in my room and grab the Vicodin out of there and make him a Vicodin martini. This guy has lost his mind.
Shit.
I apologize for this nigger. talking to you like
who
that.
Who was it?
He's a nigger.
With the hat.
He's an absolute nigger to talk to you that
she's
way.
She's in a beautiful relationship.
And I apologize.
That she wants to
maybe it's the light skin and the dark skin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He is dark.
No, it's just that.
So,
I,
well, you know what? I commend you.
She found love.
I commend you. I'm glad that you found love. I'm glad that you found the Lord.
That's right.
Did you read your Bible?
Right. What page you on?
Yeah, she needs to read the part.
As a matter of fact, every day, if you read one chapter of Proverbs on each day.
This nigga said, "What page you on?"
Look, 17.
Bud Light, joke of the day.
What page you on?
Oh my goodness! You know what?
At
the Foxhole, we might be the worst. Sometimes we have great days. We're having a fucked up show today, but it's all good.
How long has she known him?
It doesn't matter. Thank you so much for chiming in. Yeah. So more Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
More Lord.
Oh yeah.
And that'll be more relationships.
Right. No cocaine.
No more cocaine. I want to hear what your friend has to say.
Yeah.
Because she's still doing her thing. Let us speak on it. Let's just go ahead. Since the show is tanking, let's go all the way into it.
Let's see how much you go to church.
See how much we can scrape off the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And what is your name? Heathing?
My name is Tanya.
Uh-huh. I love the top that you have on.
You had a great top, Tanya.
Yeah, really,
I can't see the top. Okay, I can see it now. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, when you put that on, you were saying that something going to happen today.
Not really.
Do I wear a bra or do I not?
Yeah, okay. Oh. So what do you think? You've been divorced.
I actually was divorced and married the same man twice. Hmm.
Okay, how did it work out the second time?
Divorced.
He changed his coat.
You divorced again. Why did you divorce? Why do people get divorced?
Well, again, like you said, some men aren't used to an independent woman, you know, right. And I'm a very strong woman, and I think I was more intimidating to him.
Wow. What would you do? Well, how did you intimidate me? How about you put a pistol on
me? Like you said, it doesn't take much when a man is in love.
That is true.
You know.
When I'm in love, I will stalk you.
It could have been my voice. Yeah. Might have been a little bit too loud.
Oh, so
you ran him away.
What did you just do?
Get up!
Now, what made you marry him again? Because you said you divorced him. What made you marry him again?
Okay, well, I married young, and I felt like I didn't give my all into that relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it was easy, and it was quick to say, okay, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was always told, at least, you know, you should give as much as you can,
right?
You know, before you can say that, you know, it's over.
So you had a do-over?
Yes.
All right.
How long were you married the first time?
3 weeks.
Closer? Okay. The first time that I was married, it was for like 4 years.
And then the second time?
The second time, it was five. I'm sorry.
How long were you divorced in between?
In between, probably about 2 years.
And so you did your thing, you hang on all that.
Oh, yes.
And
then he came back apologizing for, you know, the first marriage.
Did you guys have children?
Not the first time. The second time, I have a daughter.
How old is your daughter? Six?
Yes. Oh.
Now, let me ask you a question, honestly. Just be honest. With
your daughter. Sound like Sergeant Friday.
It was a Tuesday morning.
Ba-bum, bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. Pull up Dragnet for me right now.
It was Tuesday morning. Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts.
If you could be honest, I don't mean this in a mean way or not, but if you asked your daughter honestly if she would rather have you two together at home, working on it and living, would she have it divorced? Which one?
But the kid.
Of course she would want us together. Right. She just told me recently.
Right.
But you can't do it for the kids, because if you do it for the kids and not love, this shit is going to turn out nasty.
But you know what?
Hold on, Lewis. Okay. If you do it for something else than love, it turns out nasty as fuck.
But if you start treating the person better,
but
like
you're not
you
there
to.
Because you love them. You're there because the kids
no,
said,
but
Mama,
you
I
love
like
that
seeing
person.
Y'all together.
Wait a minute. Think about how you fell in love with that person.
I
think about what you, well, that's you. You got, I mean, come on. But when you think, if you put the energy that you put into when you first met that woman and oversee all the dumb stuff and say, we're going to go further, then it's an opportunity. I'm not saying it might work. I'm saying it's an opportunity.
Why waste the time?
We got a phone call. We got a phone call.
Please go to a phone call.
This nigga right here. I hate for this nigga being my divorce judge. We got a phone call. Faith from Pennsylvania. What's up, Faith?
How you doing, Faith?
Hey, Faith.
Hello.
What's up, Faith?
You guys are just hysterical.
Thank you.
I shouldn't have listened to everything y'all saying. Y'all are just too funny. I was just gonna make a comment on like marriage. If you find the right person, it's still all good. But then y'all got to cutting people down, and I got to laugh. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking now.
So are you married or are you going to get married? Is that what you said?
I've been married. You know, at one time I was married.
I don't mean to cut anybody down. I'm just.
It's Jamie Foxx, Fox O Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. We got Kim from Buffalo. Weigh in.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, baby.
I got to take you off speakerphone here.
Okay,
please do.
Oh, hell with it. Anyway, I'm just weighing in on the marriage thing, but Lewis scares everybody.
Lewis is going to get banned for a week.
Why are you getting off on everybody else over something that happened to you? That's what happened in your life. Ooh. Everybody's gone through what you went through.
You tell them, girl.
That's your wife's best friend.
The only thing I want to say is I've never been married. I haven't had the desire to be married because I haven't found the man that's good enough for me.
There you go.
And
that's right.
Choice.
Stick to your guns, babe.
And I hear what she's saying, but the thing is, you haven't been through it, so when you go through it, then speak on it, girl.
Know what? And if I ever had to go through what you went through, I wouldn't even...
Kim the killer, Buffalo.
Shuts out the first degree.
All I want to say is, stop giving Howard Stern place, because the man ain't got no ratings, so he trying to get ratings any way he can. Jamie, keep doing what you're doing.
That's
make
what we're going to do.
That's
what... Thank you, baby.
Thank
that's
you,
what
Kim.
I'm saying. Yo, it's
Buffalo.
Jamie Foxx, Fox on Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. The thing is that when it comes to all of the high profile things and what I say, and it's always sort of like blown out of proportion, but what's weird about Hollywood standards and what I would say to anybody, try to get to know the partner before you get married. Here's the thing. I had a couple of friends of mine that are in this business that are female. And they're having hard times with their relationship, and they're getting divorced or they're breaking up. And I asked a person, I said, before you had sex or before you had the kid or before you got married, what does his father do? What did his father do? What was his favorite pastime when he was growing up in high school? They didn't know. What did his mother, what favorite food does his mother like? Where does she like to travel? They didn't know.
Wow.
Because a lot of times we put the cart before the horse, especially out here. Things that people do every once in a while in places, we do it every day in L.A.
Right, right, right.
So in L.A., we meet a girl, we go out, we hang out, it's a great time, we go to a great restaurant, we end up sleeping with each other, we wake up, and all of a sudden the relationship is already on.
Right.
And you notice within the relationship that it's on because you'll say, well, I'll call you tomorrow. Why tomorrow?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you already feel like you're in this relationship, but you really don't know that person.
Right.
And so what it is this, is that if we take a few steps back and say, hey, you know what? Let's go to the movies. Maybe I'll meet you there, meet you with your friends, and then we hang out with me and all your friends first.
So is that my fault? I mean, is that the guy's fault? Because
let me finish, Johnny Mac. I'm a lot smarter than you.
Nigger.
What's happening is that most of the time when you have a cool relationship, go out with each other's friends because you'll find out, okay, that friend right there that you got, I can't stand her.
Yeah.
So you either going to have to, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
or she'll say, hey, the Johnny Mac dude,
hey,
gotta go.
Peeping all in the room while we having sex. That's not going to work.
First of all, I use my key. First of all, I use the key.
But here's some building blocks on it. And then find out if you actually like each other and it's not someone telling you that this is the person you should be with. A lot of times in this business, it'll be the heat of it. You'll see some guy that's doing great in Hollywood or some girl that's on the rise, and they'll get together because they're hot.
Right.
But then one of the two may dissipate, and then or either they're in competition with each other. And that's the main thing, to really find out what the person is about. I mean, and Claudia, who's on her way back to the show to do some things, you know, it was amazing to see how, you know, she was going through some things and saying, you know, I really, out of all of the shit that I talk,
right,
I still want to be in a relationship.
Right. She loves
I still want to love this guy.
Right.
And so when she talks to me about how hurt she was, it's like, we got your back. You gave too much time to Foxhole for Foxhole not to get your back. So
right.
Claudia come back to Foxhole and speak on it, and she says she's gonna come back, and she ain't gonna be no punk with it. She gonna let it all out and
true
let
that.
Y'all hear what really happened. We still love you here at the Foxhole.
Yes.
We joke a lot, baby, but you know what's going down. It's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio, XM 149, Sirius 106. What's cracking?
Other than a crack of your ass.
We'll be right back.
V to the E, K to the I, N to the G. I don't know how they treat you, how they do it, where you at. But all I'm trying to say is you should know me like that. I'm just saying, I'm just saying,
you should know me like that.
The man said, get my money up, get my money up. So I H-A-W-A-I-I, dream dropped another one, tell them niggas bye-bye. Girls in the club, girls in the church, pull them all day, I take them all work. Got girls in the trap, girls on my label, girls at the bank, cause I'm about my paper. Got girls with weave, girls without it, she like this on mine, I doubt it. Girls in New York, girls in L.A., got girls in Miami, or whatever you say. Got girls in Chicago, girls in Toronto, girls in Paris, or anywhere I wanna go. Half to my main girl, quarter to my side chick, I be on that fly shit, and you be on my shit. Your nigga keep playing, change where you laying, I'm just saying. L to the O, V to the E, K to the I. Tracy, Kim, Tamika, Fatima. Got girls on the Nouveau, girls on Patron, girls on that Belvedere, pay me for the song. Got girls on my Sprint, my AT&T. Got girls on T-Mobile, Metro if it's local. Some fly private, some fly Delta. Some of them ex-a-ditty, some of them do whatever. Got a girl that's shy, girl that's a freak. Got a girl when I'm sick, she watch what I eat. Got a girl up in Target, a girl out of college. Sorry ladies, but it ain't nothing like a smart bitch. Back to my main girl, quarter to my side chick, I be on that fly shit, and you be on my shit. Your nigga keep playing, change where you laying, I'm just saying. L to the O, V to the E, K to the I, N to the G. I don't know how he treat you, how they do it, where you at. But all I'm trying to say is you should know me like that.
Check out today's flavor with celebrity chef Nikki Shaw.
Let's get the party started. We're kicking off the weekend with a favorite from boxer Floyd Mayweather. I was talking to actor Michael Clark Duncan. Actor Tom Arnold loves short ribs. Housewives actress Eva Longoria. Regina King told me that her favorite dessert, Robert Downey Jr., loves a good burger.
Check it out every day. Today's flavor with celebrity chef Nikki Shaw. Heard weekdays, noon and 6 p.m. East Coast time. Right here on the Foxhole. Sirius 106, XM 149. Cal Ripken.
For the first time, get the best of XM for free. Now through April 17th. Expand your sports knowledge on MLB Network Radio. Listen to live games on NHL Home Ice. And be part of the action with live 2010 Masters Tournament coverage. It's the best of XM free preview on channels 195 through 220. Not available in Canada and certain Sirius radios.
Find out more, go to Sirius.com/bestofXM or call 1-888-7-I-WANT-XM. Brought to you in part by PaulFrederick.com. For dress shirts, ties, suits, and more, visit PaulFrederick.com.
Attention vehicle owners. If you're having trouble making the payments on your car, truck, boat, or RV, we can help. Call Elite Vehicle Modifications today at 800-690-1430. We can negotiate directly with your finance company to stop repossession, forgive late payments and penalties, and permanently lower your monthly vehicle payment.
I was paying $900 a month for my car before I fell behind. Elite Vehicle Modifications was able to modify my payment down to $389 and get my late payments forgiven.
After my husband lost his job, we thought keeping the RV just wasn't possible. But Elite was able to cut our payment in half. Now we can still take our family vacations.
Call Elite Vehicle Modifications today to find out if you qualify for one of our free programs. Call 800-690-1430. You don't have to turn in your vehicle or struggle with those ridiculous payments anymore. Simply call 800-690-1430. Again, that's 800-690-1430. 800-690-1430.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Jamie Foxx, Fox on Radio. XM149. Let the music play a little louder.
You know you're looking at a window.
What you're listening to right now is a brand new music off the new Jamie Foxx album, Justin Timberlake.
What?
And my man, T.I. Let's go.
I'm waking up in the morning. Hustling to the stage and fucking perform. Hustling to the hay and busting the door.
Timberlake.
Ain't nothing misses, I must have been
slow. Fox.
Speaking of the
T.I.
reasons, I'm watching them pour.
This is the,
just
this
like
is the, this is the song chosen by TNT for the 40 games of the playoffs. What, Justin? Hey.
If I ain't finished yet, what? On the top. But you
what?
Just don't get it yet.
Hey.
I don't get cut.
Hey.
I make them cut the check.
I don't think I heard you, man.
Let me
what?
Say it again.
Oh.
MP3s overseas, I got...
Oh, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Wait, it's not like he said, I know speed.
Yeah, no, you know what? No. As a matter of fact, it did not.
Hysterical.
But you know what? This is what we about at Fox. So we multitask here at Foxhole. Yes.
Now, you said that they're going to be playing this when?
They're going to be playing this song for the 40 games of playoffs.
Right.
Damn, 42.
42 game playoffs, and make sure you go out and get this album because this is the best album that I think I've ever done. And I gotta give thanks to Justin Timberlake, who doesn't work with a lot of male R&B artists, who worked on this and gave us shut up, boy, gave us three songs. I gotta thank my man Rico Love, who absolutely laced me, Breon Prescott, of course, LaRonda Sutton, Marcus King, everybody putting their thing into this album. But I'm so excited right now to have in studio with us, though, some real singers. And right. I apologize for my auto-tune sometime, because now these guys are going to be at the Staples Center tonight.
Tonight.
Packed, sold-out Staples Center with Michael Bublé.
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 Close. A lot of people call him Bublé.
How do I say it?
Bublé.
Wait, mama call him Bublé. I'm going to call him Bublé.
And mama called him Bluebeard. I'm going to call him Bublé.
And I was listening to their music earlier, and they don't use any instruments.
Wow.
And it sounds like they're using auto-tunes on some
That's
of it,
amazing.
But they're
That's
all,
like. So you get
all
auto-tune,
vocal.
You get an auto-tune pass. Sometimes we like to mess with it too a little
Good.
Bit.
Good. I love it. I think it's the greatest invention in the world, because I don't have to go in there worried about my pitch, because I got sometimes my pitch up there. I'm going to put him in there like that. Fix that.
Welcome.
Monday, they'll be at the Foxhole Live, which
yes,
is really, really,
wow.
really taking off.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Conga room, yeah.
Everyone, please welcome Naturally 7.
In the building!
What's up, what's up?
Shouts out to New York.
First of all, where do you guys come from?
Out of New York. Yeah, New York. We got started there a few years back, and since then, we kind of been all overseas, everywhere, and now we're working our way back home.
Wow, now in New York, where, like?
Oh, all over. Right? We got
Bronx,
Queens,
Brooklyn, Long Island.
Long Island!
Albany.
Staten. No,
Staten
Albany.
Albany. Okay, yeah. New York. So, how did you guys meet?
Basically, the group got started, two guys in the group are brothers. So, English, and one started the group. We got started in church, just singing in church.
Hallelujah.
You know,
thank you.
Traditional a cappella. We just
hallelujah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to, you know, after a while, we got together a little bit, wanted to be different.
Yeah.
And so then we just came up with the idea of becoming instruments.
Naturally, seven.
Seven.
Taking one above, take six. I see.
How'd you guys come up with that name? Naturally seven.
Well, I mean, besides it being naturally seven of us,
gotcha.
We you know, we just
okay.
I thought you had a more clever.
Yeah. I mean that's just kind
of
like
7 days of the week on the
right
seventh day God rested. I mean,
yeah, well, you
we
know,
gotta
that,
work on that.
That's all. No, that's all in there too. But naturally, yeah, we were like, okay, the seven. We said, okay, we got seven guys, and then we were thinking that the voice.
Right.
Is the original instrument, the natural
right.
instrument, the instrument that everybody was born with.
Right, right, right.
And then we worked at that. And then on top of that, the natural sign in music, if you look at it, so if it's right there on the DVD cover, it kind of looks like two sevens upside down or right side up.
Wow.
The back.
Wow. I thought that was a box.
No,
wow.
No. That's a natural sign.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, it's Da Vinci Code. It's all in there.
So seven, and naturally seven, you guys have been all over. What's the most interesting country you've been in?
Wow, that's going to be different guy. Could say something different. I mean, I like Australia.
Wow. G'day, mate. How are you, mate?
Yeah.
I heard they like the brothers over there.
Actually, yeah, I don't know. They're like brothers all around the world, it seems like.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Because I heard that.
Okay. Well, we always say that. You know, they love brothers in Brazil.
Yeah.
And you know they love brothers in Germany. At some point, I don't think they love brothers because we were slaves or something. Right? So at some point, they didn't love brothers everywhere. I mean,
always.
But Australia was nice. I was in Sydney for a while.
Yeah.
Circular Quay was nice. Great food over
beautiful
there. Place, and yeah, wait, what? What's going on? What's your name, bro?
I'm Hops, man. Nice to meet you.
God damn.
Look, built like a pencil, though.
Shouts out to number two. Barry White throw.
Man, that's serious. Man, have you always had that voice like that?
Yeah, man. I kind of came out like this.
Came out as a baby like, oh!
Where my mama?
That's how I used to call girls up in like fourth grade and scare their fathers. They'd be like, who's this grown man on the phone talking to my daughter?
Wow, that's amazing.
Just need help with my
and then
homework,
the buckshots rang out. That's amazing. So I take it you do bass. I take it you sing.
More of the drummer.
Tenor.
They're back.
Well, y'all need. They need money.
When you say drummer, do you mean like beatbox? Because
yeah,
you said you don't have any instruments.
Well, you know, I don't like to say beatbox, but more. Damn, that motherfucker scared. That shit is off the chain, man. That's amazing, man. Do that again. Talented man, I gotta come see y'all tonight, man.
Wow,
this
that
is
was
crazy.
Great.
What time do you guys go on?
We be on around 8 o'clock.
Man, that's amazing.
And they're doing Foxhole Live, Mike.
Wow. Also, I get a chance to get a double dose of Naturally Seven. Now, is that something that you guys do, and you just sort of just come up with things? And
I mean, we like to vibe freestyle and stuff like that. But we pride ourselves in like writing like songs, real songs. A lot of times, a cappella groups. Or they get over with the fact that, you know, that it's a cappella, so sometimes they write just kind of silly songs, or you have a whole lot of covers or whatever.
Right.
But we kind of pride ourselves in being real artists, real musicians, real writers, And so, you know, we
and you don't ever have beef with other acapella, like, you ever seen some other name?
That nigga do my bass line.
Actually, you know what? Actually, we have.
Really?
In the middle of our show, somebody tried to steal our sound guy. And said, if you really want to work with this, with us, I'm not going to say their names. I think they're kind of whack.
Say their names.
Say the name.
Say the name.
Who was it, man? It's Foxo. We don't give a shit. We ride out. I thought you was from New York.
Yeah, next.
Sound like you're from Connecticut. Actually, no, really. You from the 203 or the 212 now? Come on now.
Now you might not probably even hear Rockapella.
Rockapella? You know what? Them motherfuckers I heard them when they stole your shit. They stole your shit.
Yep.
They're going to be on next week.
He had an ass out of him. And he had an ascot on.
No, just kidding. No, that's good. No beef. But I tell you what, can we, let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Naturally 7, can we get a something that you, from the album? What's the one you love from the album?
All right, we gonna do this one called Jericho right now.
Jericho, okay.
Yeah.
It's like brand new for us. We're gonna make it happen. All right, we got enough mics? All right, gonna take a couple seconds to get it together.
Live, it's, I don't know, you know what, when I listen to you guys, it seems, I don't know, natural.
Yo. Seven. Oh, they need a lot of water.
We should do something with that. We should do something with
natural,
that.
Naturally. Seven is in the building now. You'll hit L.A., and then you will go to where?
We take a little break, and then we're heading off to the Bahamas.
Ooh. Wow.
And then
let me get up on that.
Yeah, and it's off to Europe after that. Yeah.
Wow. So you guys spend the majority of your time in Europe.
Yeah.
Do you like white women?
We like all women. Okay. We just ask a question. Love for everybody. Love for everybody.
Yeah, kind of put a little monkey wrench in you. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Listen, right now we have a special treat right now.
Yes.
First of all, this lady's music.
Yes.
Hands down is absolutely the most incredible music. She is from my side of town. She's from South Dallas. This woman is now exciting the press. She's got people up in arms about her video. And I think it was a great video.
I loved it.
Because it got people talking and it got me very, very excited.
Be careful.
Musical reason.
Right.
And I'm completely focused on the music.
Right.
But on the phone. Right now. Mm-hmm. South Dallas's own. Mm-hmm. 30. When she says call Tyrone, you better do it. Erykah Badu!
What's up?
Yeah. Erykah, it's Jamie Foxx. How are you?
Hey, cuz.
Hey, so cool, man. How are you?
I'm exquisite. How are you?
Wow, you know what? As you say that, I'm exquisite as well.
Good.
So poetic. Where are you right now?
I'm in Miami.
In Miami? I was just there. Yeah. I just missed you.
I had a show here last night. So.
And how did it go? I'm sure it was incredible.
It was great. You know, it was wonderful. It was
wow.
But it's what I do. Yeah.
It is what you do, and I've seen you do your
very
thing.
Well.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When do you come L.A. way?
I'm coming to L.A. in a couple of weeks.
So do we get a chance to see you? Where can we go see you in L.A.? And I got to say this. Every Monday I do a live event where we reach millions of listeners at my place called the Conga Room. We've had everybody, the bars, Face,
yeah.
Music Soul.
Music Soul. We've had everybody. So I would love to have you come.
I would love to be there.
Great. Let's get right into it. The video. What brought that on? What made you say, I want to go down to this historic place in Dallas and do this wonderful video?
What made me say it? That's a loaded question. Cause it,
yeah.
The video is, it's loaded with layers of things. I was trying to do something that fit the song, Window Seat. Window Seat is about peeling back layers of the self in order to get to the core, almost unlearning everything you learned to just kind of start over from fresh. And I was thinking of nudity, I was thinking of freedom, and I started to research nudity in the arts.
I researched that a lot too, Erykah. I researched that on a daily basis. And when I say I agree with your research a whole lot more than mine. So you researched nudity, and what did you get when you read about nudity?
I came across different expressions of art from people like Yoko Ono,
wow.
Josephine Baker,
right.
Many others, David Bowie,
why do you think this was so controversial?
I have many reasons why I think it's so controversial. One, because it was Erykah Badu doing it. And there's a persona that comes along with my music and what I represent to the fans that do know me. Yeah. They know me as a very, I guess, clean-cut, spirited-hearted person. And I think it's probably the misunderstanding that makes it controversial. And I also think that in America, the arts, nudity isn't embraced as much here. It's an art in other places. People have a problem. with nudity in the form of the black woman's physique. Right. When it's not packaged for the consumption of male entertainment, so they don't know what to do. You don't know what to do with that. You don't. She has no shoes on. She's.
I know what to
do. Okay.
well, let me say this, Erykah. I'm going to give you from the consumer, because I'm a fan. I'll give you from a consumer.
Right.
You blew us out of the water with just how your body look and the way you were walking and how sexy it was and how real it was. And even watching this video with the sound down, which I've done it a few times, but I mean strictly because I mean maybe I'm doing something. But do you have some sort of workout? Because I mean, women right now are hitting me like, yo, I want the Erykah Badu body. I want that package. So is it a self-help DVD coming out right now? Because I'm telling you right now, you're missing your Skrillex.
I don't work out. You know, and that's the irony of it. I felt like I'm a mother of three.
Beautiful. Snap package.
I'm still breastfeeding my youngest daughter right now, who's just turned one. And it was a message to women, you know, we spend so much time trying to fit into a criteria that we don't fit. The irony is, Jamie, I didn't think I was in shape or any of that kind
of
stuff.
Are you kidding me?
Wow,
did you see your own ass? It's incredible.
You know what? And that was the first time I actually did see my own ass walking.
Are you serious?
I've never seen my own ass walking. I mean, have you seen your own ass walking naked?
I see it every day. I got all these mirrors in my
mirror back pockets.
Do you actually look back in the mirror or have a camera following you? Because that was a shock to me, too.
Wow.
I didn't know
you look fine.
How it would
come
out.
Look better. We're going to give you thumbs. We're clapping right now. Thumbs up. Now, Poetess wants to ask you some questions. Speak up.
Hey, Erica. How you doing?
What's up, sis?
Hey, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned you felt the video was misunderstood. What message were you trying to get across in that video?
Well, you know what? I didn't mean that it was misunderstood. I think that the message is, the video is loaded with messages. You can peel back one layer or you can peel back many. And, in this country, unfortunately, what was seen was just one layer peeled back. That was one opinion that was passed around and around and around like a joint. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody even thought to unlayer any of the rest of it or peel back the rest. It was an experiment on a term called groupthink. Groupthink is a term coined by Irving Janis in 1972. He's a philosopher and a sociologist, and what he found is that groups of people have certain ways that they think, and when an individual goes outside of that thinking, they are either ostracized or assassinated spiritually, mentally, or even worse. So it scares us into becoming or being exactly what society wants us to be or whichever group you belong to wants us to be. And in that instance, that's when loyalty takes the place of love. Instead of defending something that you love and care about, you would rather be loyal to a group that will attack you if you begin to turn on it. And in the video, I reenacted the whole walk based on an assassination, one of the greatest assassinations that we know of in our American history of Kennedy. And, you know, people really romanticize this era, the Camelot era. But Kennedy was a rebel. He was a revolutionary, was not afraid to butt heads with America. And I think that's one of the biggest things you can do, because America don't play with their stuff. And he was so influential to me that I wasn't afraid to show America my butt-naked truth. In the video, I was assassinated at the end because of the individuality that was displayed.
I thought you healed, bro.
Did you get in any trouble? Did you? Were you fined for that, Erica?
Not as of yet. I mean, I hear through the rumor mill that I will be fined, but I haven't received anything.
Well, we will raise money to pay.
I'm in Miami kicking it.
Huh?
I said, I'm in Miami kicking it. I don't know what.
I said, I'm in Miami kicking it. If they want me, I'm here.
I'm about to go have a cup of juice with Rick Ross.
Ross! Hey, Erica, so now the album.
Yes.
The album. Talk about the album.
Okay. New America Part 2 is a two-part part of a two-part series. Part one was called Fourth World War. Fourth World War was the left brain, analytical, sociopolitical side of where I was. Part two is more of the right brain, emotional part of me. Right. In both parts, it's like I'm standing at an apex looking at what's happening around me. Exactly. Part one, I talked about the state of America, dope dealing, money, abortion, crime, you know, just everything that I could see around me. And in part two, I talk about everything happening inside of me. You know, how I love, how I need, how I want, how I am imperfect, how I am growing, how I am evolving. And and those two parts were important to me to put out together because they are actually therapy for me. It's therapy for me to listen to it and to sing it and to share it.
Well, you know what, Erica? Here's what I appreciate. In a world where we've become so sort of lollipopish and cool lady
soft.
For a person like yourself to take such, I don't know, to bold choices to be an actual artist. And a lot of times what I notice is that our artistry is suffering. And for you to step out like that is amazing. We support you 100% at the Foxhole. We support your music. We support your pioneership. And we support the way you look, the way you feel, the way you speak. After this is over, I'm gonna take my shoes off and read some poetry because I just feel so connected right now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Speedy wants to ask a question, so I'm already gonna apologize because I don't know what this Negro is gonna say. Go ahead.
I just was wondering, are you single? Or are you dating? What's going on?
It's complicated.
That's what I like about everything she says.
You like that?
So deep.
I didn't think you were going to say complicated. Now, what makes it complicated, Erica?
We can talk about it off the air.
Well, my cell number is 818.
Jamie, listen. Okay. You and I are cousins. I keep telling you that.
I'm still not going to lie.
We are cousins. I care the tallies. I'm part of the Tally family. We're cousins.
Really?
Kiss and cuss.
Wow.
That's amazing. So does that mean that we cannot get together?
I don't know how far removed we are, but I think it's
very far removed.
16th cousin.
As a matter of fact, I was adopted. Holla at me! Anyway, Erica Badu, thank you so much for taking time to call us. Have a great time in Miami. I will text you later on because I have some friends down there. If you need anything down there, they will definitely take care. The new single is called Window Seat. I am so happy and blessed to have you just grace us on the radio.
Yes.
And maybe one of these Monday nights you'll come down and grace us with your actual presence. And please dip us all in your love. Thank you so much, Erica. Any parting words?
I just want to say one thing to you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I love your work. You are an amazing, amazing actor, amazing talent, period. You are just anointed with all of those things. And I know it's effortless to you.
Thank you so much.
It's a wonderful thing to see you grow.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And if we're not cousins, I would like to see some more growing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sound like I need an album.
I'm the one to ask the question.
Erica, we love you, baby. God's keep doing your thing. Foxhole Radio, that was Erica Badu.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was hot.
We're going to take a break, and we're coming back with Naturally 7. They still in the bit.
That's the eighth member. That's the eighth member.
That's unnatural right there.
That's Perm 7.
That's Curl 7.
Come back, baby, come back. I want you to need me. Come back, hey. if anybody's beat the sky to tell them beat me up. So can I get a window seat? Hey. Don't want nobody next to me. I just want to take it out of town to look around in the safe of town.
The Foxhole.
Hello to you, Sirius subscribers. It's Gail King here to tell you for the very first time you can hear the best of XM for free. Now through April 17th, mingle with XM's biggest talk and entertainment stars on Oprah Radio.
This calls for a drum roll.
Plus the award-winning National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Bob Edwards. It's a best of XM free preview on channels 195 to 220.
Find out more, go to Sirius.com/bestofXM.
Or you can call 888-7-I-WANT-XM. Not available, though, in Canada and on certain Sirius radios.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive bass. And now we murdered her because we killed time. Knock her lights out.
I heard he was making 50 cents a day in prison now.
Young, no money.
That nigga came up. It's supposed to be 10 cents.
No money.
Put that in a double bag.
I said that nigga's a man of it.
Shout out to my boy, baby. Shout out to my boy, all the Young Money crew. Shout out to everybody. Drizzy, shout out to everybody out there. You have something you would like to say, Pointis?
Yes, Bud Light with superior drinkability that's just the right taste, not too heavy, not too light, and unique ability to
Young
elevate
beer.
Good times. Bud Light is fun, social, and a perfect beer for bringing people together. Bud Light's drinkability, just right taste, not too heavy, not too light.
Young Bud Light
is what sets Bud Light apart from other light beers. It's a sure sign of a good time. The just right taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Young bird.
Hey, I have a question for the guys. When's your album drop?
June 15th. Naturally 7's in the house, yeah. By the
Naturally
way.
Naturally 7 is in the building.
And it drops when?
June 15th. We just signed a deal with Hidden Beach Records, and the album Vocal Play, we call it, comes out June 15th.
You should, like, call everybody in the country and go buy my album.
That's right. I'm planning on it.
And how do people just go on internet?
This should be my outgoing message. This is Jamie.
I'm afraid to
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you should, iTunes and, just go to the store and pick up the album.
And it comes with the DVD, right?
It comes with a DVD, and this is basically, what we do. Sometimes people don't believe it until they actually see it.
That's all right.
Now, do any of y'all play an instrument that you can mimic
like
the
instrument?
Like play a real
piccolo or something? Two guys play the guitar. I actually play the bass guitar. I'm the only one that actually plays. Yeah, right.
Who would have thunk?
I play the clarinet.
I play the piccolo.
So we go to L.A. We'll hit L.A. We smash in Staples Center today. Now, what's the type of crowd is it?
It's a pretty broad crowd. Majority of Caucasian.
It's okay.
That's good.
You can say white folks.
But it's good. And it's a broad age group too. It's like from
little kids,
kids to what we call like the silver hairs. Because
what the hell?
R. Kelly age to the silver hairs.
But it's a broad crowd. And it's because Michael Bublé appeals to kind of this broad range of this broad age group.
What's the reactions on people's faces?
No, generally, when that first thing has come out, it's always kind of like a big shock because we head out to the stage and they see.
Ah, damn niggers! They're going to rap. They're going to rap.
Seven black. Yeah, and that's it. Sometimes they think, okay.
I didn't come here for this Kanye shit.
Get a rope.
Like, what's going on? I didn't come here for Jay Zippin.
That's funny you should say that. Yeah. One of the reasons why we like Australia is because the people were that honest. They came to us after the show and said, I got to be honest with you. I was angry when I seen y'all come out.
Wow. I got to be honest with you, Mike. You reminded me of an Aborigine. I started to capture you there and colonize you. Take your music.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, so
they said they were actually mad?
Yeah, they're surprised. And then sometimes they come after the show and like, I don't like hip-hop, but I like you,
I don't like niggas. Negroes.
If you're kind of Negro light,
but you're the kind that can at least be in the yard. It's amazing, but you know what's amazing about music? Because I've gone through the same thing. Is that
I would go play for wine and cheese parties over in Texas, in Terrell, Texas, on the other side of the tracks. My grandmother would hook it up, and they would see this little black kid coming, mm-hmm. and then they would hear me play. And music does a thing, a supernatural thing. It soothes and it connects people. It's like the spackle of life. And no matter what color you are, when you hear your favorite song and when you hear someone sing, it knocks down all of those different
racial.
Everything, yeah, racial bound everything. It goes all over the world, and so I'm glad that you're out there doing it, and I'm glad that you're out there doing it in such a way that you're ambassadors of what music is about. You know, as far as like the urban music, but allowing them to sort of look in that window of what we do.
And we should give a shout out to Michael for taking a chance, because that's the main thing nobody is going to know what you're going to do, and for him to take that chance to put you guys out there, knowing that somebody could probably actually leave and go, I want my money back.
Yeah, you know, he put us out there, and the thing is, from the first night when we met him, I think we out in Rotterdam, mm-hmm. we hit the stage for the first time, and then we left the stage to a standing ovation. Now
he said, they don't come back.
And a lot of, we've been in a position where we've opened for people before and afterwards said, y'all are too strong.
Thank you.
Might not open, do this anymore.
What was that?
You know who it was.
Bobby McFarlane.
Bobby McFarlane said, if y'all don't get these motherfuckers, they in my lane. They in my lane.
This nigga's whistling my song, nigga. Who was the group that wanted to come back?
They're just different artists out there.
You're not
going to
work
with
them anymore anyway.
Yeah, you might as well throw them on the bus.
I'm going to let you go, Hops. Since you named Bobby anyway, go ahead.
Nah, man, but Michael's really cool. And it's really a blessing to work with somebody like that who at least let the opening act eat from his catering,
Fox let me do that with, I went on tour with
Speedy, it seems like you get a chance to eat anywhere you go.
You're great.
Now, we have been told that we have Foxhole Jingles, courtesy of Naturally 7.
Oh, word.
Okay. We're going to play these forever. We will play your album forever also, too.
All right. So you're going to do some jingles? Here we go. All right, here we go.
You want this?
On Foxhole. 1, 2, 3, hit it. What's cracking? Who's that? You gotta bounce. What we on?
On Foxhole.
This has been Foxhole Radio, Naturally 7. Back up in that ass.
That's on my ring.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, man. So it has been a blessing to have you on here. Anything you guys want to leave our fans with? Where should they go to download you? What type of .com or .org?
All of that is naturally7.com, spelled out. That's SEVEN. And new album, Vocal Play, on Hidden Beach, coming out June 15th. Go get it. Get it.
All the listeners, check out Foxo. Now, can we play something from the CD?
This is actually a DVD, Fox.
DVD.
So what? Just play it.
Play something.
I'll never correct five.
Why don't you ever step out like that?
Got a new job.
You ever step out that?
Howard Stern is hiring.
Why don't you ever
step out? You need a George Washington wig.
He likes fat people.
Yeah, there.
You're not a midget, though.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing it on out.
Yes. Yeah,
we're going to sing out, and then we'll go to break. Or is this it? We'll sing out, we'll go to break, and we'll come back. There we go.
Here we go.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight, oh Lord, 'cause I've been waiting for this moment for all my life, oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord,
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh Lord,
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh Lord,
I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight?
Oh Lord,
'cause if you feel it in the air tonight, we gon' do it live.
Oh Lord.
It's time for closure. I watch your hands on the clock, it's almost over. I feel it coming like it's winter, 'cause it's colder, man. Fat lady tight, singing like it's over, man. No, 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 knock, 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 it's coming closer. I whisper to my baby, don't you worry, 'cause I told you. Don't be crying for me, I'm a soldier now. I know it's knocking at the door that you're holding out.
I know you're staying.
tonight. Oh Lord, I can feel it in the air tonight. Can you feel it in the air tonight? Cause if you feel it in the air tonight,
Now, the new album, Naturally 7, the album comes out June 15th. When I look to the left of me, I see the beautiful, sexy sisters who found Jesus.
Sister Soulja.
Who might lose it.
And I see Keisha in the building. Wow. I see Beverly Hills. I see Opportunity. I see it's a balmy 78 in L.A. I see this. I see the people in this room I wouldn't mind kicking it with. We can kick it all night, all day. It's number love, baby. Foxhole, you can't stop us.
Yeah.
No matter who's out there with the bullshit, you can't stop us. XM 149, Sirius 106. When I die, heaven better be off the chain, because I'm having a ball. Foxhole Radio, we out.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, and I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Oh Lord, oh Lord.